welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I hope that you are having the best day ever of your whole entire life. I am going to be quite honest with you. I have no idea when this episode is going to be released, which is why I'm not greeting you with a happy Monday or a happy Friday, because I'm not quite sure when this episode will actually air on the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I have just created a list of all of the dates that I need to record episodes for, preparing to go on vacation, and this just happens to be one of those episodes. So I'm not sure when you will be hearing this, but I know that whenever you do hear it, you're going to be very happy with this episode, because so many of you have reached out and asked for me to do a podcast episode on a plastic surgery update. So that is what I am doing on today's episode. I cannot believe that September will be 5 years post-op from a tummy tuck, breast lift, and fat transfer. So I had liposuction done alongside my tummy tuck, and Dr. Joseph Michaels transplanted some of the fat from my liposuction into my breasts. So today I'm going to do the best that I can to give you a kind of overall update on the way that I feel 5 years post-surgery, things to maybe keep in mind if you are considering plastic surgery. And I'm also going to be talking a little bit about just generally the way that you feel around your body and the fact that plastic surgery is not plastic surgery is not a solution to fixing the relationship that you have with your body. So if you are newer to this platform, and this is maybe the first podcast episode that you have ever found of mine and you're listening in, I lost 100 pounds twice. I yo-yo dieted for many, many, many years. So over the course of, I would say, 12 or so years, I probably lost and gained around about 400 pounds. Lost 100, gained some back, lost more, gained some back, lost 120, gained some back, lost more, blah, 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 blah. You get it. I yo-yo dieted for so long. Once I got to a point where I started working on myself and I knew that I wasn't going to be dieting anymore, I knew that I was ready to kind of close the chapter of yo-yo dieting, desiring weight loss. I wanted to close that chapter with having my loose skin removed. I will preface by saying I had, and if you've been around for a long time, you know that I shared publicly that I was never going to get a tummy tuck. I've been sharing my life, literally everything about my life on social media for so long. And there was a period where I was really embracing the loose skin on my body, and I was really trying to help other women feel comfortable in their bodies no matter what they looked like. Like really just being willing to embrace the post weight loss body that I had really, quite honestly, never even thought about. So many women would come to me and say, like, I'm so afraid of loose skin. And I'm like, really? Like, I literally never even thought about the fact that I was going to have loose skin. I think there was a lot of me just being naive and being young and not really thinking about it. And the fact that social media wasn't really that big of a deal when I started my first like initial attempt at weight loss. Facebook had just become a thing, and I was sharing some of my journey there on Facebook. But to be quite honest, I've never been, and I'm still not, a person who really looks a lot at other people. So the women in my audience obviously are most likely women who are looking at a lot of weight loss journeys and watching women lose a lot of weight in the online space. And with that comes the ability to see what is actually happening to their bodies. I was very naive to that. I had this idea, you probably heard me talk about this a million times. I had this idea that I was going to lose, on my first weight loss journey, I wanted to lose 100 pounds, which would have landed me right around 175, 180. I wanted to lose 100 pounds, and I had this idea that when I got down to 175 pounds, my body was going to be perfect, banging, Kim K, like you couldn't tell me nothing. That is what I thought was going to happen to my body. I never once thought about the fact that my body has expanded to this size, and as it shrinks, there is going to be skin left over. It literally never crossed my mind. So when I started realizing that I had loose skin, and no matter how much weight I lost, like the pouch on my tummy was not going to go away, like I just learned to realize, like, okay, this is going to be what my body is, and I'm going to do the best that I can to accept it. Because at the time, I really had never thought about seriously having plastic surgery, and I never really felt like I wanted to or needed to. I can't really say what shifted that for me, other than I really wanted to close the door on this chapter of my life, and I believed that it would help me in doing so. Can I say that it absolutely did help me in doing so? it's hard to answer that question because right around the same time was when I started my journey to shifting my mindset and growing and improving my relationship with my body anyway. So to be quite transparent, I can't be honest and say, I know that that came from my plastic surgery. I believe in my heart of hearts and in my gut, I believe that the work that I've done in my mindset and accepting my body and improving the relationship that I have with my body far outweighs the fact that I had a tummy tuck. Because even post tummy tuck, when I was in the beginning stages of improving my mindset, there were still times where I looked in the mirror and I was like, ugh, like, sure, my loose skin is gone, but now that the loose skin on my stomach is gone, there are still other parts of me that are kind of a little bit loose and jiggly. Now I look in the mirror and I don't see those things. Of course, they still exist, but that's not what I look at. I think that had I not done the mindset work to improve my relationship with my body, plastic surgery would have become a really slippery slope for me, where I would have found myself trying to change every single part of my body that I felt had been quote unquote damaged by weight loss. So I am so happy that I had plastic surgery. My surgeon is an absolutely incredible human being, and I'll talk about him in just a second. But I do believe that just like weight loss surgery is not a fix to improving your relationship with food and your habits, cosmetic surgery, plastic surgery is not going to be a fix to changing the way that you feel about your body, the way that you view your body, or your perception of yourself, really. So I'm so happy, of course, that I had surgery, but I can't say for certain that that's the thing that really closed that door for me. At the time, I felt like it was going to be a part of closing that door on the life of who I used to be, that so that I could step into this version of who I am now. But I believe that the largest part of that was the mindset work that I've done on improving my relationship with myself and my body, just because, like I said, in the beginning, it was kind of feeling like it might be a slippery slope of like, okay, well, let's do this next. And I think that that's a slope that a lot of women find themselves on when they start with cosmetic surgery, because they realize cosmetic surgery doesn't actually change the way that you feel about yourself. Sure, it may change the way that you look, but when you're looking at yourself through a lens that's a little bit, the perspective is a little bit skewed, it's like the focus is a little bit blurry, you're not really seeing yourself the way that you should be seeing yourself, because you're looking at yourself from a damaged perspective. Wow, that's really powerful. I've never actually put that into words before, but I feel like I was looking at myself through a blurry lens because the perspective that I had of myself was damaged. And the mindset work is what cleaned that perspective up. And then when it was cleaned up, it was like, okay, I recognize I really do have a beautiful body. And I believe I have a beautiful body. You may not believe that about me. There, I'm certain, are people on the internet who are not pleased with my body because they remind me on a daily basis that they think that I'm still fat and gross. So people's opinions of me are going to be what people's opinions of me are. But I look in the mirror and I love the woman that I am. That's far less because of my physical appearance and far more because of the human that I am and the work that I do on myself on a regular basis. So a couple of things that I want to talk about in terms of plastic surgery, just being 5 years out from having the surgery, some things that I think are beneficial for you that will allow me to kind of share my experience, because I don't think I've ever actually done so on the podcast. If you're interested in seeing photos and things, you can scroll back through my Instagram. There is months and months and months where I was documenting the journey there. But at the time I didn't have the podcast, so I wasn't recording any kind of updates, and I've never been a blogger or anything like that. So I had my surgery in September of 2017 with Dr. Joseph Michaels. He is a fantastic, fantastic surgeon. He is out of North Bethesda in Maryland, and he operates, I believe it's in Fairfax, Virginia. So he's just a couple of hours from me on the East Coast. So I actually drove to meet him for my consult. And something that I want to say here that I think is really important, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Shalene Johnson at all. She's someone who I really look up to in the entrepreneurial space, but she has been recently sharing her plastic surgery nightmares, how she refers to it, about this doctor that she had plastic surgery with. And it was just a nightmare of an experience. I don't need to give details. If you want to hear more about that, you can go and follow her. But she has shared this nightmare experience that she had with a surgeon and having I think it was called like a mini tummy tuck, and she wanted to have her breast implants, I think, removed or made smaller. One thing that is so important on your plastic surgery journey is feeling comfortable and confident in the surgeon that you're working with. So not only would I recommend obviously doing research on the internet, but what I learned through Shalene Johnson, obviously years later, is that a lot of the bad reviews and things on the internet can be scrubbed by the doctor. So they can have those kinds of things removed. So I highly recommend having a consult in person with the doctor if possible, so that you can make sure that you're energy feels comfortable with this person, and make sure that you feel comfortable with the staff there, because they're all going to be a big part of not just leading up to your surgery and your surgery day, but I think I had like 5 or 6 or 7 appointments with Dr. Michaels after my surgery. So you want to make sure that the surgeon that you choose to operate on your body is someone that you feel super comfortable with. And one of the beautiful things about social media is you have an opportunity to literally connect with patients who have had surgery with that doctor. So if you're researching a doctor, what I would suggest doing is looking on if they're relevant on social media. And if they're not, that does not mean they are a bad surgeon. Just like keep that top of mind. But if they are relevant or popular on social media, what will probably be happening is that their patients are probably sharing their results and tagging them and talking about their experience. So if you can get on their social media and look for past patients that they have worked with and reach out to them and start a conversation. I literally did this before I decided to move forward with my surgery. There was a young woman named Amy who had surgery with Dr. Michaels. I had been following her on social media and I reached out to her and I said, hey, can you tell me everything? Like, how was this? Will you talk to me about your experience with him? Would you be willing to share pictures with me? And after I had my surgery, people started reaching out to me who were going to Dr. Michaels and asking the same things. And I was so open and willing to share things with them because I wanted them to feel comfortable in the surgeon that they chose. Obviously, you want to make sure that you're looking at before and after pictures, primarily after pictures, because you want to know what the final results are going to look like. And with tummy tucks, one of the most important things is the belly button. If your belly button turns out looking janky, it's going to be very obvious that you had a tummy tuck. And there's nothing wrong with it being obvious that you had a tummy tuck. I actually do not scar all that well. Maybe I can share an updated scar picture for you guys on Instagram sometime. If you want to see that, send me a DM and let me know. But I do not scar very well. I actually had 2 keloids, both where the drains were inserted in my scar. Nothing that Dr. Michaels did wrong. I just have funky skin and I don't scar very well. So my scar is still dark in a certain couple of spots. My keloids are now flat, but they are thickened scars in that area. But the belly button is so important with a tummy tuck. You want to make sure that the belly buttons that your doctor is creating look as natural as possible so that it's not so evident to the entire world when you're wearing maybe a crop top or a bathing suit that you have had a tummy tuck. But again, there's nothing wrong with rocking those scars. My scars, I don't cover them anymore when I'm in a bathing suit. They faded a bunch. Overall, they healed really, really well. Dr. Michaels did a beautiful, very thin scar both on my breasts and on my tummy. Other than me just not having the best skin for healing, I did everything that I could. I still currently use vitamin E serums on my scar from time to time. I don't do it that consistently anymore. It really doesn't bother me. In terms of scar treatment, there were a couple of serums that the doctor gave me afterwards that I used, and then I ordered some scar strips on Amazon. If you guys are interested in that stuff, if you're planning on having plastic surgery and you want me to add it to my Amazon storefront, feel free to let me know, and I'm happy to create kind of a section on there for you guys. This isn't something that I really talk about a lot anymore, and it's not something that I really feel that my audience is even very interested in, but I was really surprised when many women were reaching out to me asking for an update on plastic surgery. So make sure that you vet your doctor really, really well. Make sure that you feel really, really comfortable with him. I'm fortunate enough that I lived close enough to Dr. Michaels that I was actually able to go have surgery, and my husband drove me home same night. So I did not stay overnight in the hospital. In terms of pain and recovery from plastic surgery, you know, I feel like I want to be careful the way that I say this, because I don't want to make anyone feel bad if this was not their experience. For me, recovery, it was not easy, but it was not as bad as I was anticipating. I was very nervous about the recovery. I was very scared about the initial pain afterwards. The night of my surgery, my husband drove me home. I was able to climb 2 flights of stairs to get back into my apartment. I didn't ever need help like going to the bathroom or anything like that. The only thing that I did need help with, probably about 2 days post-surgery, was showering. So my husband helped me wash my hair and shower for my very first shower. But after that, I really didn't need very much assistance. I went back to work after like 12 days post-op. I went back to work, started driving again, and I was okay. I was fortunate enough that I worked a desk job and I was just sitting at my desk, and they were very like understanding and kind, and they knew that I had had surgery. I was very open about it. So going back to work was completely fine. The hardest part of recovery for me was probably the emotional aspect, especially for the first probably week and a half where I couldn't really do anything, right? Like, I am not a person, if you watch me, I'm not a person who is like always go, 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 go 24/7, but I'm very much a person who likes to get up and do things. So my inability to do that made me really uncomfortable emotionally because, and this is something I've talked about a lot, it's been a journey for me in disconnecting my level of self-worth to how productive I am. So being completely unable to be productive in my life was really hard on me mentally at that time. And I was at the very beginning of my mindset journey and improving my relationship with all of these things that I've come so far in now. So that was probably the hardest part for me. And then when I got back to workouts, I think Dr. Michaels cleared me for light workouts at 5 weeks. So I remember at the time we were still living in our apartment and I was working out in our living room. And I remember one of the first workouts that I did, I went to do like a bench press with 5-pound dumbbells, which was super light. Dr. Michaels told me like very light weights and you can walk. That's about it. I tried to do a bench press with 5-pound weights, which I was capable of doing. But I remember laying on the bench and feeling like I needed to obviously sit back up to get off the bench after the workout was over, after the movement was over. And I started crying because I felt like I could not sit up. Like your stomach, the muscles are so weak. And it was really discouraging because I had worked so hard to get to a level of not just weight loss, but a level of fitness where I felt really strong and I felt really fit and I felt really confident working out and pushing myself. And it felt like I was like my first time ever working out. And to not even be able to like sit up properly, that was really rough on me. So getting back into workouts was a little bit of a struggle, but muscle memory is beautiful. I do highly suggest if you're considering surgery, obviously you want to be in the best physical shape that you can be because that's really going to help you through your recovery. I believe that one of the reasons my recovery was so smooth was because I was an active person. I was working out 5-6 days a week. I was walking regularly. Like I was in really good shape. So it was easier for me, I believe, to recover. And I'm sure that your doctor will have recommendations for you. My doctor recommended staying up with my physical fitness. And he also recommended a heightened protein diet. So adding more protein in so that I was able to recover. One of the problems that I did have post-surgery was I had a reaction of some sort. I'm not sure if it was an allergic reaction or just like my body wasn't quite fond of the medication that I was put on after the antibiotic. One of the things that I was really concerned about that I saw a lot of people talking about was not being able to poop after surgery because I think because of the anesthesia, I'm not really sure. I don't remember why they were saying that you couldn't poop. Maybe, oh, it was from the pain medication, I bet. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. It was from the pain medication. People were saying that they weren't able to poop. So I had started on stool softeners, but unfortunately my body had some kind of nasty reaction to the antibiotic that I was on. And I had, we'll just say the opposite of constipation as a problem post-surgery. I was having trouble keeping anything in my body, which wasn't very good for my energy levels. And Dr. Michael switched me to another antibiotic and I was good to go after that. But the first couple of days were a little bit rough. That was a little bit rough. Something else that I want to say is there are going to be people. I remember when I had shared on social media that I made the decision to actually go ahead and have the surgery. And I think the post that I made said something along the lines of like, I changed my mind, which you always 100% have permission to change your mind in any area of your life. If you decided I was never going to have a tummy tuck and now I want a tummy tuck, or I said I never want to fake boobs and now I want fake boobs, or I said I was never going to have weight loss surgery and now I'm going to have weight loss surgery, or I said I was never going to blah, 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 blah. You get to change your mind in any capacity. But when you're sharing things like this with people, and maybe you're not sharing it forwardly on social media the way that I did, but I'm sure that you're going to be sharing it with somebody in your life, don't expect them to understand and necessarily be the most supportive person. People are going to have their opinions. People are going to tell you, oh, you don't need to do that. You look fine. You look great. let them think and say what they want. And if they're complimenting you, amazing, take that. But at the same time, it's like, you're living in your body. You're the one who has to wake up and live in your skin every day. And I don't think that plastic surgery is a quick fix to loving your body. But I believe if it's something that you want to do and you feel is best for your life, you have permission to do that. But I think a lot of people get tripped up because they have this desire for people to accept and support and understand every single thing that they're doing. And there will very likely be people who don't support you or understand you in your desire to have plastic surgery. The other thing that I want to say is the fear in the days leading up to having your surgery, it's normal. I remember a couple of days before my surgery, and I don't even have kids, so I can't imagine for women who have children, making a choice to go under the knife, under anesthesia, to have elective surgery, to know that there are risks that are associated with that. You could potentially die. I'm not saying that you will or that, but it's a possibility, right? Anytime that you have surgery, it's a possibility that there will be negative complications and something bad could happen. There is a fear for a lot of people of like, oh my gosh, am I making the right decision? Should I do this? This is one of the reasons that I think it's so important that you trust your doctor and feel comfortable with your doctor, because I think that that can help ease your mind a little bit. But no matter what, I think the fear and anxiety of before surgery, that's natural and that's normal. So do the things that you do for yourself to calm your mind, to calm your energy, to reassure yourself that things are going to be okay. Focus on what's actually within your control, because it's really easy for our minds to slip away and we can get sucked into these ideas of what if and what might happen and all of these terrible things. And then before we know it, we're freaking ourselves out. Do the best that you can to not freak yourself out about it. It's normal to feel a little bit of anxiety and resistance and worry. I think that that's just a humanly thing to feel when you're going under for elective surgery, because you don't have to be doing it. You're choosing to do it. So when you're choosing to do something and you know that there's a possibility that something could go wrong, it's like, well, I chose then for this to happen. And it's easy to get in our heads about that. So calm yourself the way that you would in any other scenario, and know that nine out of 10 times things are going to be okay, probably even more than that. So 5 years later, I think the biggest question would probably be, am I happy that I had surgery? And that answer is, am I happy I had surgery? I've never even asked myself that question. I would say that quite honestly, I feel very neutral about having had surgery. Did it change my life in a way that I thought it was going to at the time, where it was like, oh my God, I look in the mirror and I'm just obsessed with my body? No, it didn't. I've learned a lot over the last 5 years and actually working to improve the relationship that I have with my body, that the way that I felt back then before having surgery was a bit naive to think that I was going to look in the mirror and see someone different, like see just a completely different body. I don't look any different other than the fact that I don't have the loose skin on my stomach anymore. I still look like the exact same person. Have you ever planned on getting a haircut and thought when you leave to get your hair cut or colored, you're going to look totally different? And you leave and you're like, oh, I look the same. I just have shorter hair. I just have a different color hair. You're not going to actually look that different. I mean, yes, the skin will be gone. And depending on how extreme your case of loose skin is and how badly you need a tummy tuck, maybe it will be a really drastic feeling and change for you. I feel quite neutral about it. I have no regrets that I did it. I can say that with certainty. I have no regrets that I did it. I feel super confident in my body now. I'm so happy with my body. I look in the mirror and I love every part of myself. It doesn't mean that I think I'm perfect or I'm not flawed. I'm absolutely still flawed. Probably even maybe a little bit more so now. And the fact that I have scars all over my body, but I just have really worked on improving the relationship that I have with my body so that I can look in the mirror and love my body. And I like to believe that had I never had the surgery, but I'd chosen to do the mindset work that I've done, I would still feel this way about myself today, even if I still had the loose skin. You guys might remember shortly after having my tummy tuck, I think maybe 6 months or 8 months later, maybe even a year later, I did a story on Instagram and I was talking about how much the skin on my arms bothered me and I was crying. And now I don't feel that way at all. I don't look in the mirror and feel like, oh my God, I need to change my arms, or oh my God, I need to have surgery on my arms. There was a period of time where I was considering it because I, again, like I was saying earlier, kind of started to feel like it might've been a slippery slope for me, where it's like, let's just change everything in hopes that that'll be the thing that makes you love your body. But I made the decision to turn inward and learn to love myself from the inside out. And I believe that that's what's really made me make peace with my body. So I will leave you with, if you want to have surgery, plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery, if you want a tummy tuck, if you want a breast lift, do it for you. Weigh the pros and cons for yourself in your own life. Make sure that you're really certain about it. I had a conversation with Dr. Michaels, and it took me months and months and months to even go and meet him. I am a person where when something is a serious decision to be made, I'm going to think about it and think about it and think about it, not in a way that I need to overthink it, but in a way that I'm going to make sure that I'm really making the best decision for myself. So I love a good pros and cons list. Weigh the pros and cons for yourself in your life and ask yourself, is this something that I really want? And if you do really want it, ask yourself why. And as long as your why is not, I believe this is going to be the thing that makes me love my body, then go ahead and do it. And even if that is your answer, you can still go ahead and do it. But I would really strongly consider, in conjunction with having any kind of cosmetic surgery, make sure that you're working on your mindset, because your mind really does create the perspective in which you view yourself and your life and your body. And if we don't make sure that that lens is out of that little blurry stage, right? We have to make sure that the lens is focused so that we can see what's actually happening instead of the distorted, blurry vision of ourselves that we have created. Okay. If you loved this episode or have follow-up questions to this, please send me a DM on Instagram. I would love to, if there's a need for a part two, if you have specific questions, I would be more than happy to answer them for you. If you want to see scar pictures 5 years post-op, send me a message, let me know, and I can post them on Instagram for you. I love you guys so much. If you have not already, it would mean the world to me if you left a rating and review on the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. Your ratings and reviews help women who have not yet found the Queen of Pep Talks, aka me. It helps them find this podcast so that they can be given the message that they need so badly. Also, an invitation into exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen, 2 bonus podcast episodes per month, plus hot seat one-on-one personalized coaching every other month for you, $7.77 per month. I love you guys so very much. I hope you have the best day ever, and I will talk to you on our next episode. See ya.